So before we started on with this ASMR, I did have a small announcement to make. It'll be real quick, not even like 30 seconds. The video scenario isn't a lie. It really is my birthday today, December 20th. And from 5 p.m. EST, basically 3 hours after this video goes live, for the next hopefully 24 hours, I will be streaming my birthday subathon over on Twitch. So if you want to go say hi to the birthday bun, or just get a little special live time with me, and maybe even see a little bit of the junk bun, considering it'll be my 21st birthday, so I will be drinking. Then you should hop on over there. Hopefully, I'll still be live, and I can't wait to see you. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the ASMR. What? Just 5 more minutes. Please, I'm tired. I still want to sleep. What do you mean it's 2 p.m.? That's too early. Oh, 2 p.m. is more like 2 more minutes, please. No, don't take the covers. Oh. I'm just gonna curl up in a ball. You know, is it just 'cause? Oh. What do you mean? You're getting mad at me? Just 'cause I'm the birthday bun does not mean I need to get up so early. Like, the sun's still up. I got it. Just wait until like it's not as bright. Like 5 more hours of sleep. I'm tired. No, no, please. I don't want to go out. How are you so strong? How are you pulling me out of bed? Ow. Really? This is how you treat a birthday bun? Dragging me out of bed so I land on the floor. Oh. Well, I mean, if you're gonna drag me off the bed, you might as well drag me wherever you want me. It's comfy. I could just I'll be here for 5 more minutes. Just you give me a tiny bit, okay? No, I did not stay up too late. Would I stay up late? Especially on an important day like today. Who do you take me for? I went to bed at a normal time. If anything, I'd say I went to bed early. I went to bed at 5 a.m. That's pretty good, if you ask me. Hey, don't bonk me. It's early. Like, normally you go to bed at like 7 a.m. That's like 2 hours earlier. If anything, you should be like, good job, good boy, good cheery. You did a good job. Not bonk my forehead. Oh, I did myself a heckin' sleeping, like early. It was great. I got extra Z's in. Like I was like asleep. That was pretty cool. Well, I guess I can get up from the floor that instead of the bed, because someone so rudely made me fall out of it. Well, you did manage to slam some energy into me at least. Was that the purpose of the bonk? Were you trying to transfer some energy into me? You're so kind. Oh, well, what were your plans with me? Or did you just want me getting out of bed? I was over here thinking you had some elaborate birthday plans for me. I bet you didn't even know it was my birthday. I bet you forgot. What? Really? Oh. Well, I assumed you didn't forget, but I didn't think you'd actually get me a cake. I don't really normally eat cakes. I don't think I've had a cake for years. No one's really gotten me them before. Then again, I never asked. I didn't really want to be a bother. Well, it's okay. I guess for once, I'll accept your offering to the great bun. But only on this day of the year and on Christmas too, because we have to exchange gifts. It'll be cute. But you really didn't have to get me anything, and you really didn't have to get me a cake. Where did you get it? Did you, like, buy it from somewhere? Like a special bakery or something? What? You can cook? You can bake? Since when? I don't even know how to do that. Wait, so you, like, microwaved the cake? What's an oven? What? We have an oven? I've only ever used the microwave before. Or, like, eating stuff out of the fridge cold. How did you even make cake? I can't believe you didn't invite me. I want to know how to make a cake. I want to do some baking for Christmas. We can, like, bake cookies together or something. That'd be fun. I'm not complaining that you made me a cake. I'm just surprised. I didn't even know you could bake. I know I can't bake. I failed culinary arts back when I was in high school. Man, I always hated it when people poked my bunny ears. That was so aggravating. Just because you don't see animal boys, like, ever, doesn't mean you have to be so amazed by them, you know? Man. Kids are so weird sometimes. But I'd love to see what kind of cake you got me. Well, made me, not got me. I'm sure it'll be delicious. Mm-hmm. Here, lead me. Are you sure we should be eating cake at 2 p.m. though? Maybe we should save that for a little bit later. Plus, I mean, you already know we have to have a special birthday dinner. Should we have, like, an early dinner? Can we go to my favorite restaurant? I love it. It's the bestest. Can we go there? I don't know if you've ever heard of them before. It's kind of really low key. But it's my favoriteest restaurant, and I love going there, and they get really good food, and I know you'll like it. It's kind of like a cuisine, like, it's that specific genre of, like, food, but, like, I like the restaurant too. Like, the restaurant is, like, super cool. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's good. So you know how, like, there's, like, Indian food and Chinese food. So this is, like, a Mexican restaurant, and oh my god, their food is so good, and they're, like, super creative. They keep coming up with new stuff, and I just, every birthday, I always try to go and make it a little special, you know. I don't know if you've ever heard it, though. It's very low-key. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't know where it was or what it is, or, you know, it's not exactly the most popular brand out there. If anything, maybe it's even, like, a special restaurant that only we have, but, you know, maybe not. I'm sure if, like, people eat from it, it'd get popular. It's got good food. It's called Taco Bell. I totally understand if you haven't heard of it before. It's really low-key. Could we go there for dinner? We can? Yay. I can't wait for you to try what's my favorite? Right now they have something called the grilled cheese burrito, and they brought it back, and it was, like, one of my favorite items that they had from, they had it, like, it was, like, a year ago or something, and they just brought it back, and they got, like, a box for it and stuff. It's super good. It's, like, really cheesy. I like cheese. Cheese is nice. I'm kind of sad that they took away the Mexican pizza. That was definitely that's a childhood kind of item, and I can't get it ever again because they canceled it. Unless they bring it back randomly, they could for like a special event. And then they kind of took away the nacho fries. That was my go-to. And they took away like the quesarito. The quesarito is like an order only kind of thing. Sorry, am I rambling? I'm sorry. I guess I got a little excited. Oh, you should stop me if I ramble. I am not cute when I ramble. Whenever. You can't call me cute. That's my first rule is birthday bun. You can't call me cute. No. Okay. Okay. So you got me out of bed. You showed me the awesome cake you made, which we're gonna save for dessert. You already promised me a very special dinner. What now? Is there anything else you wanted to show me? Or should I go back to bed and just sleep? I'm kind of feeling a little awake now. Maybe I'll stay up. A present? Okay. I'll close my eyes. And you can give it to me, I guess. No. Thank you for the hug. It was very sweet. Honestly, you are the best present I could ever ask for. Thank you for being here for me. My life has been a lot better ever since you showed up. So, I appreciate it. Makes me very happy. And I mean, life is always hectic when you're around, which is fun. Never a boring moment anymore. Now that you're done with your moment, where are the drinks? I think it's about time to use some of my newly found perks. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's get drinking.